This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So, guys, tell me why you came out here today.
Because Hillary is bad for America.
She's a criminal.
For prison.
How old are you?
14.
And then, 14. You guys are friends, and then you came out here. You don't know these young men.
I don't know these boys, no.
But you're obviously a woman.
And I saw that she was here, and I think it's a disgrace that Costco has her here.
All right, everybody. Welcome. Kevin Jackson here. That's who you're listening to. And it is a disgrace that Costco would have crooked Hillary Clinton. She is hawking her book in the milk aisle. That's funny. On so many levels. Hillary's got wants the public to suck on the teat of Hillary Clinton in the milk aisle. Could you milk her while you were there? Oh, man, now you guys are starting to have fun on your own without me. Okay, go for it. But it is funny to hear that Hillary Clinton was in the milk aisle of Costco trying to hawk her book. Laura Loomer is the one who clipped that video. She's in Brookfield, and I think that's up in Connecticut. And serial whiner Hillary Clinton was there to sign 1,000 copies of her memoir, What Happened. And by the way, don't think they sold 1,000 copies. In these book signings, a lot of it's contrived. And I'm going to go into radio just so you guys have an idea of what radio is and how we try not to do. So I'll give you let me use radio, but let me finish this thought. So it's contrived. Hillary has somebody buy 1,000 books. She signs them. She gets people lined up, give these books away. Don't misunderstand me. Some people buy them. There are a few people out there that do want to buy them, but Hillary Clinton's not popular. They want you to think she is. They have to make you believe that she's bigger than life, that in her loss, she's still relevant. That's why Hillary's running around going, well, you know, I won the popular vote, and I was never worried about this. You know, going to prison, they're lying about me, this, that, and the other. And I am relevant. People want me around. That is all that she has left. I mean, these people should be in prison for what the Clinton Foundation alone did. Forget Hillary's record in getting people killed and in killing people. I'm talking about just with the Clinton Foundation. If you were not a Clinton and somebody looked at that foundation, there's no question in my mind. They would accuse you of being a Bernie Madoff. Bernie Madoff, the only thing, let me tell you what Bernie did. Bernie Madoff took people's money. He leveraged it by making some winners while making a lot of losers. And he lived a lavish life on the part that he took. That's what the Clintons did. The only difference is the people who gave money to the Clinton Foundation expected their favors back with the win, with Hillary Clinton to win. That's why the Clinton Foundation, it will suck wind from now on. We should pull the numbers and see what's going on there. But the numbers have to be extraordinarily low in comparison to before, and they're holding on to it. This thing about Hillary is less about her political career than for the livelihood of the Clintons. This running around still whining about, well, Bernie Sanders is the reason now. No, it was the FBI and Comey. No, it's misogyny and the hatred of women, and it was that, Barack Obama couldn't pull me through, whatever. The litany of excuses is crazy. I've seen lists. I can't even keep up anymore with why Hillary lost. All I know is it wasn't her fault. And you probably realize that too. So, long story short, she's out there running around and they fake it. So let me talk about radio for just a little bit. So, I am a syndicated radio host. Then what that means is I'm in multiple markets. Now, I could be in two markets, and I can call myself a syndicated radio host. By the way, this is the same with books. I'm like Donald Trump right now, exposing the ruse. So I'm an Amazon best-selling author. I've never made New York Times bestselling list because you have to sell a lot more books to make the New York Times. And it's orchestrated when you do it. People will pile all their book sales into one moment and then release the Kraken. And then you become a New York Times bestselling author. We've never strategized to do that. And I don't mind people that do it. Congratulations. But does it help you sell a few more books? Probably. But when I tell you that if you ever write a book, you become a book salesman, all right? Unless you're Denzel, you know, somebody big, and the book's just going to pop off the shelf. Or you got this salacious story like WikiLeaks or this Snowden, somebody like that, right? You can sell a ton of books if you write a book at that point. You've left the Trump administration. You can write a book. People buy the book. But it's still, you become a book salesman. It's hype. So all I'm getting at is all these things are hype. Radio, two locations, two terrestrial stations, you're syndicated. Now, you could say regionally syndicated. But if one is in Oregon, for example, I have a station in Oregon. What's up, y'all? KYKN. Then I have a station in Florida, WGUO, WLSS. I'm across the country. I could theoretically say I'm a nationally syndicated radio show. Now, I am to a degree because I have multiple stations. I have more than two, you know, less than 100, whatever. But I have quite a few stations. But Kevin's a nationally syndicated radio host. I chuckle at that because I think to myself, I'm a radio show host. Where I'm located, does it really matter anymore? Now we've got the internet. But the left, they would tell you, nationally syndicated radio host Kevin Jackson. You know, best-selling author. Yes, I was an Amazon best-selling author because over a period of a month, we really focused on selling books and we stayed in the top, you know, 2% of book sales in my category. And Amazon says, you're an Amazon bestseller. But is my book jumping off the shelves on Amazon today? No. You got to go sell books, right? Hillary Clinton, they'll tell you she's a best-selling author. It's all about building a resume. Look, I'm an author. I wrote books. I'm proud of those books. I'm glad. If you read them, congratulations. You'll get a lot of laughs. You'll use information against leftists until the day is long. But I'm not going to overdo it. You know, I'm not Shakespeare. I'm not even Stephen King. I'm a good author who will make you laugh if you want to have a laugh at politics. And I appreciate that. But I'm not going to. And do we tout it? Sure we do. I am an Amazon best-selling author. I'm a fellow at the Dole Institute. I'm this, I'm that. But at the end of the day, you got to go out and sell books. And you got to hope that what you wrote is meaningful. Hillary Clinton left so much junk out of her books. Hey, Hillary, tell us where the bones are buried. You know, this is the reason why I lost. What happened? She doesn't go into detail about what's her fault. We got a ton to talk about. I got to take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Hillary Clinton is still on the warpath. Oh, that's Elizabeth Warren. Sorry. One of those white women is faking being an Indian. The other one's faking being a human. Anyway, Hillary Clinton made a comment that I have got to discuss. We're bouncing around a bit, but I got to discuss this. Hillary Clinton said white women didn't vote for her because they felt pressure. Now, you guys out there, shame. For shame. I know what you did. You had your foot, your jackboot. Yeah, that's what the Nazis wore. Jackboots. You had your foot on the neck of your spouses, your significant others. And you were like, you better get in there and you better vote for the white man. And I know how you did it. And then your wives and your girlfriends and your significant others, whatever. If you're gay, your guy, your girl, they said, oh my God, ooh, lordy, lordy. I got to go in here and do what my man or my woman or whatever, my ja or ji, whatever they use pronoun you choose. I'm going to have to go in there and do exactly what my man, other, said. And you did it. And you got Trump elected. You felt the pressure. She talks about what happened. And one question keeps coming up as to why she lost on 2016. So she was on CBS Morning and she said her biggest mistake was not to sympathize enough with Americans' anger after the financial crisis. But she also said that misogyny played a role. Misogyny played a role. She was interviewed, she did an interview with the New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof and said, it's the hatred of women. Men just did not want to see a woman in power. Look, I won't lie to you and tell you that there aren't some men that said, I just can't see myself voting for a woman. I'm sure that exists. There are people out there that said, you know, I just can't see myself voting for a black man. But Barack Obama got elected. So how does Hillary explain that? There were people that said, I don't see myself voting for a Catholic. But Kennedy got elected. Oh, that's right. He cheated. So did Barack Obama the second time. But the first time, Barack Obama did not cheat. So what is Hillary Clinton trying to say? She's trying to tell you that a woman can never be president because, you know, men are going to be against a woman. Now, you and I both know, because we're conservatives and we actually can think, that that's just not true. The right woman might have gotten elected. She hopefully will never be a leftist. But I don't have any doubt about it. Same thing I said when Barack Obama got elected. There's never been a doubt in my mind as a young kid. I'm talking about a child of the 60s. And I said, a black man will be president. It's not even a big deal. It's not a stretch for me. And I'm talking about growing up in the inner city, Poe. And I knew a black man would be president. I never thought it would be a knucklehead like Barack Obama. For the life of me. But there are others. So this idea that there's something, I didn't get elected because I'm a woman. Yet another convenient excuse. This interview with NPR, she elaborated on how sexism may have lost her the women's vote in particular. 42% of women voted for Trump in this presidential election. Are you aware of that? That is a huge number. I mean, I don't know what it would be for Bush or whatever. That's kind of, you got to be careful when you talk like that. But I will tell you, whatever the number is, that was a pretty hefty number for Trump. 42%. Think about that. I bet you a lot of them were black women, too. I don't have that breakdown. She says, when women are serving on behalf of someone else, as I was, when I was Secretary of State, for example, they are seen favorably. She's saying, as long as women are not lodging in charge, people can deal with them. They like them. Hillary Clinton believed she was liked as Secretary of State. Let me tell you what Hillary Clinton was as Secretary of State, just so we're clear. She was tolerated. That's it. She rode on the coattails of the wave that was Barack Obama in 2008. And when she saw the wave crashing, she got out. But she says, when women step into the arena and say, wait a minute, I think I could do the job, I would like to have that opportunity, their favorabilities go down. She believes that women in charge are seen as a negative. You know, like the Queen of England or Oprah Winfrey or, I don't know, Kim Kardashian's dominating of social media. I can't think of anybody. Think of anybody that you think, and I'm talking Twitter, maybe I'm wrong here, but I don't know of anybody that gets more attention in social media than Kim Kardashian. I don't know of anybody that can get more media than Michelle Obama or Beyonce. Black women, maybe Oprah. Throw Oprah in there just to be safe. Okay, let's do that. Jay-Z, when it comes to black men, entertainment industry. Denzel. We post something about Denzel Washington, it's a big post for me. Anyway, all I'm getting at is, well, I don't know, where is this all this misogyny coming from? I'd love to see it. I want to see what it looks like. Oh, that's right, I kind of know. Like when I watch the stoning videos of these, or the video that we saw where a guy says he's got a woman, a Muslim woman in her full garb, and he's out in the middle of the street. His boys have AK-47s. And he's like, and he talks for about 2 minutes and then finally just shoots her in cold blood in the middle of the street. His cars and God and everybody watch. It was crazy. I'm thinking that may be the misogyny that Hillary's talking about. The misogyny of, you know, vaginal mutilations, what they call it, when honor killings, stoning of women, etc. I would think that's what she's talking about with misogyny. I wouldn't think it's something that she's talking about where in a country where a crook like Hillary Clinton could almost become the president of the United States. But she referenced a question with Sheryl Sandberg, who told her that women become less likable when they're more successful, whereas it works the opposite way for men. Sheryl ended this really sobering conversation by saying that women will have no empathy for you because they will be under tremendous pressure. And I'm talking principally about white women. They will be under tremendous pressure from fathers, husbands, boyfriends, male employers not to vote for the girl, she said. And we saw a lot of that during the primaries from Sanders supporters. Really quite vile attacks online against women who spoke out for me. And I say, one of my biggest support groups, Pantsuit Nation, literally had to become a private site because there was so much sexism directed their way. Sexism is what kept Hillary out. And they said sex sells. Apparently not with Hillary. This is the most unbelievable declaration. And quite frankly, I understand why Democrats are saying STFU and just go away. I think a lot of people would say the same thing to her.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJ Radio is what you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. And I want to cover what's been discussed about Donald Trump, because it bugs me that people are giving Trump grief. Now, the reason I bring this up is because Trump's got these meetings he's having with Democrats, and everybody's freaking out. And it bugs me. Conservatism bugs me this way. And here's why. Leftists support Barack Obama, even to this day, at least publicly. Privately, they can't stand him. Publicly, they will not renounce Barack Obama in any way. They won't rebuke him. He lost over 1,000 seats during his tenure. That would be enough to make most people go, look, enough is enough. If Donald Trump lost 1,000 seats, how long would it take for us to jump him? If he loses, whatever, dozens of seats in 2018, we would be jumping him. Not based on just his, I mean, it would be his policies that did it. It would be everybody's fault. But if Donald Trump shifted gears from what he promised us and he lost, you know, hundreds of seats, dozens of seats, I wouldn't support him. I'd be like, screw this. Now, if he stays the course, I'll support him no matter what. Now, that being said, people out there are going, well, Kevin, you're on dangerous territory here because he's not staying the course. And I say, sure he is. He absolutely is. He's meeting with the Democrats, and they're accusing, oh, Chuck Schumer says, yeah, he likes me, on a hot mic. Finger quotes here, hot mic. If you think Donald Trump likes Chuck Schumer, you'd have to be out of your mind. He tolerates him. He doesn't dislike him, but he doesn't like him. Schumer is a tool, a cog in the wheel, and Trump knows that. Pelosi, a cog in the wheel. He knows these people are so full of themselves, they can't even see straight. They think they're so self-righteous and nay, sanctimonious. They know it all. He's like, think that. Underestimate me. They did already once before. But here's what I don't like about conservatives. The rumor from fake news, after Donald Trump has told most of us, it's fake news. Oh, he's going to let DACA, he's going to let these illegals get away with this with DACA. No, he's not. He's going to look at DACA the same, pragmatically, the same way we all look at it. And there's going to be a few winners in DACA that you better get used to. There are going to be many, many more losers. I think of the old 80-20 rule. 80% of DACA is going home. 20% will satisfy the red meat wanting leftists. He'll give them just enough that they can't talk about him and say, he's a mean, cruel person. He'll go, no, we let some stay. Sure we did. but we sent most of them home. And if you can't see that as the perfect compromise to say, no. Now, there's also going to be rules for those folks, but don't think he's going to just dismiss them wholly, and he shouldn't. If I were a kid brought over at the age of 9 months and don't even know I'm not a citizen and learn that I'm not a citizen, I would be devastated if you told me I had to go home to a country of my parents' origin that I may not speak the language of or know anything about. I would be devastated, and so would you. So we have to balance it. At what age do we go, okay, you know, and I don't, I mean, it's going to be like how the left handles abortion. At what age do you abort the DACA babies? So now we're going to put it into their terms. First trimester, second trimester, third trimester, on the birthing table. When do we get rid of them? But we're getting rid of them. So Trump's not backing away on that. Oh, he's not building the wall, Rudy. He's equivocating. No, he's not. He's learning the rules of the game. And he's got good people up there who are going to say, they don't want to get this done, but let's get on it ourselves. Because he's already said, look, we're already rebuilding portions of the wall. That's happening. We'll get to this. But this idea, he's meeting with the left. So then they come out and they tell us, what's the latest thing they told us about Trump? They said he's going to re-enter the Paris Accord. Now, I don't know if you realize what's happening here, but the Democrats are touching the fence. They want to see, what are you guys going to respond to? What will it take for you to abandon Trump? We talked about this a little bit the other day. What does it take? When do you finally say, you know what? I'm sick of this guy. So they're going to tell you, it's a misinformation campaign. He likes us. He's capitulated on the Dream Act, DACA. He's now reneging on other promises that he's made to you on the right. So he's now going to reenter. He now changed his stance on climate change. They'll tell you he's ready to renegotiate Obamacare. They're going to throw stuff. And all they're doing is they're poll testing. They want to see, how much resolve do you have? I can't answer that for you. I've told this story a couple times on the radio where a friend of mine, like I worked for him, and he wanted me to start a new division within his company. Not a new division, but take on a project. And he asked me, what would the project cost? Would I study it and come back to him? And I said, sure. Took me 2 weeks, came back and told him, cost him about $1 million. And he hemmed and hawed and, you know, we stayed in the conference room talking, and he finally said to me, Kevin, will you relook at the numbers? I hadn't planned on spending that much. I'm thinking we can do it for $500,000. And he says, will you look at the numbers and, you know, give me another assessment? So I said, sure. And I took it back and I did nothing. Put it on my desk and said, when do you want to meet again on it? He says, Friday or whatever. So came back in that Friday, I got the assessment. He says, you got something for me? I said, sure do. Hand him the thing and said, $1 million. And he goes, dude, it's the same price. You know, what are you talking about? I can't understand why. And he goes into, you know, it's a bit of a tirade. Why can't you do this, Kevin? I mean, and he's running through it in his own mind. I'm sitting there just as cool as can be. I'm listening to him. He says, I don't understand why we can't do this for $250,000. So he's trying to rationalize the $500,000. He says, Kevin, will you look at this and see if we can get this thing into more of my vision? And I said, happy to do it. So I took it back to my office. I put it in my out basket. And whenever we were going to meet again, I said, I'll have some numbers for you. When we went back to meet, I put the things in front of him, and it was the same thing, $1 million. And he's ready to blow a gasket. And he's like, what, Kevin, did you understand what I said? It was $500,000. I told you I thought we could do it for $250,000. And it's like you didn't look at anything. And I go, I didn't. President of the company, I told him I didn't. Neither time. And he went, why? I go, because I gave you the answer. And you could come in and tell me it's $100,000 or whatever. I gave you the answer. That's the answer. It's $1 million.
And if you don't like the answer, get somebody else to run the numbers, because I don't do stuff twice. I do it thoroughly the first time. Those are the numbers. And he starts laughing. And I'm like, I don't see what's funny here. It's been a bit, you know, it's a waste of time. And luckily for me, I don't waste my time on a, he goes, Kevin, that's what I love about you. He goes, see, most people would have tried to fit it into the half a million, and I would have pushed them for the quarter million, and they would have tried to fit it into that, and they would have skinnied it down, and because they want to please me. He goes, and you did nothing of the sort. In fact, you're practically insolent. You're practically saying, screw you, I'm not doing any more work. And I go, I'm not practically saying that I am. I'm not doing work twice, three times, whatever. And he goes, that's why you're one in a million. And he says, thanks for the report. No lie. Implemented it, $1 million, successful. Grew that company from 13.7 million to well over $100 million in 2 years. Because that was my take on things. I'm not going to listen to the minutiae. So what I'm telling you folks is, Donald Trump has resolve. He understands now he's in a political game, and I can tell you, this guy loves the game. You couldn't have picked a better person to put into this situation that understands the art of the deal and loves playing the game. He doesn't care about the money. He cares about saving you money. You are at the top of his priority list, and you question it, and you don't want to back him. You got nutcases like Ann Coulter running around talking about, you know, we're not going to get anybody elected because he's not doing this or that. Like, she's actually, I don't know, wanting Doc. I don't know what she wants. But I'll tell you this. Donald Trump knows what he's doing. And moreover, who do you want in there? You want George Bush? You want Hillary Clinton? Pick any of the candidates that we currently have and tell me that they can get it done for you. It wouldn't happen. You got the right guy for the job. You got to start supporting him and showing him, whole or otherwise, that you support the president.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJ Radio. No loyalty. You know, we always try to have a theme for the show, and it's taken me a while to come up with the one for today. But no loyalty might be a good theme. You guys hear me talk a lot about the warrior spirit. In most of the time, in most instances, the person who has trained, you know, to be a warrior ignores the call to war. You tend to say, it's just not worth the effort. You know what I mean? You're training for something, whether you're a sniper, a marksman, you know, and all military guys have to have some ability to shoot. It's just that if you're going to be elite, you, like, for example, a sniper, you have to train harder. You train your mind and your body to get you out of circumstances. Those are the guys that become special operators. They become special forces. They become Navy SEALs, etc. Or MARCOM, the new force recon guys for the Marines. So
you heighten your awareness and you do all these things in order to just say, I can avoid these situations. Believe it or not, the best warriors learn how to avoid the fight. So that's what you specialize in. But occasionally, you do need to fight. And what you learn when you have a team, they call them, and the SEALs and most of these the special operators call themselves the team. When you hear Navy SEALs, they don't say, my SEALs, my whatever. They have a BUDS class that they graduate with. It comprises the team generally. And they'll say, the team. You know, teams and stuff, man. The wives speak of team. That's the lexicon. That's the tribal language of special operators, is teams. So they see it as all for one and one for all. And there is no equivocation about it. You know, once the team sets out on a mission, that's it. The mission will be accomplished. It can be aborted in case something comes up, but the team comes back as an intact unit, ready to fight again. And what gets me is, Donald Trump, of anybody in politics, has built what I would call the closest thing to the special forces. Everybody else has had an army. You know, they've had a group of people, a militia, you know, whatever, call it whatever you want. But they've had it. But Donald Trump built a team of warriors, people who have stood by him through the most trying times. He's stupid. He'll fly off the handle. He'll push the button. He molests women. He hates black people. I mean, things that would have sent other people's fans scurrying in a New York minute. He's been bankrupt. He's divorced. He's blah, blah. They're just crying. I'm just telling you, Donald Trump has built a team. And these are guys that go to war, come back to war. They don't always agree. Let me tell you something about special forces. If you think you get all these guys together and they're like, okay, we all agree that we're going to eat chicken today, or that, you know, Hillary Clinton or Kim Kardashian is the sexiest woman alive. No, they don't all agree on any. They don't all agree on a lot of stuff. Trust me when I tell you this. I've been in the middle of them talking. I know who they like. So you don't have to agree on everything except the mission. And the mission is, we must get rid of the left. We must do our part to showcase the lunacy of these people. When I say get rid of them, I'm not telling you let's eradicate them because they're, you know, for the sake of eradication. No, I'm telling you, let's eradicate them by showcasing their ideas. People ask me all the time. They get mad at Fox. Why does Tucker showcase all those idiots? And I go, how else do you know how crazy the world has gotten? Why do I talk about all these idiots? Professors who want to kill cops. Wants to train people to kill cops. A sports reporter saying that the president is a white nationalist. On what evidence? A cook on CNN. Yeah, he's a cook. He's not a chef. Anthony Bourdain believes that if he got a chance to cook for the president, he should poison him. And equates him to Kim Jong-un. Do I need to go on? Black folks who will, apparently I do, black folks who will consider the shooting death of Anthony Lamar Smith as some civil rights violation when the dude is a heroin dealer who tried to kill some cops. What else do you need? Need me to talk about tax policy, economy, foreign policy? I got it all. Leftists are crazy. They believe you should let people flood your borders. They believe you should legalize anybody in this country, whether they're criminals or not. They believe that we should import our own terrorists into our midst and not even vet these people. Do I need to go on? This is crazy. And conservatives are ready to chunk Donald Trump
because of the BS they hear in one story by either Brian Make My Own History Williams or Fake News CNN or the I'm With Her DNC. It doesn't take anything to get people questioning. I don't know. That Donald Trump, he could do something with DACA. Oh, I heard he really is going to keep Obamacare. Oh, you know what? Donald Trump, he talks about tax relief, but he's not serious about it. Donald Trump, whatever. What was the latest? We talked about it earlier. I don't know. Donald Trump doesn't want to, you know, build a wall or whatever. They just start stuff. No basis in truth. He wants out of the Paris Accord. I mean, to join. He wants into it. No, he doesn't. And he clarifies it. But you should know by now. And I don't know how you feel. You're my audience. You're a lot smarter than the average audience. But there are people out there who are going, I don't know, kid. Hey, Donald Trump. And then, you know, you get the drones out there, the leftist media. Oh, he likes Schumer. Trump put a hit out on Obamacare, although establishment McCain and these other rhinos fought against him. And as Hillary Clinton learned, and you should probably know, Trump will win in the end. You guys seem worried. Remember what I told you about the presidential race? For those of you who naysayers are going, Kevin, I don't know, man. Donald Trump seems like he's really starting to change. He's not changing. I told you guys, he donates to the Democrats. We ran his record. He donates to Democrats in big cities where he's going to build buildings. That's what you do if you owned his company. You'd do the same thing, except you would have donated a lot more. He donated $50,000 to Rahm Emanuel, a billionaire, in Chicago. And he's got big buildings in Chicago. If that's what it takes to grease the skids, that's a small price to pay for a multi-billionaire to do business in your city. Because let me tell you, a lot of other people would have gotten a lot more out of somebody else. Look at how much money that gets donated in the public, in politics. And ask yourself, if $50,000 to a mayor of a major city is a big donation, that's nothing. That's almost an insult. But people, I don't know about that Donald Trump. He donated tons of money in comparison to the left, to the Democrats, to the Republicans, and people believed the hype, believed the lie. I believed it at first until we researched it. I said, I'm going to look it up. I kind of believe. I've heard he does donate to Democrat causes. And he did. It was true. But not to the level that people said. So he goes after Obamacare. Then he says, you know what? I'll let it implode. No politician would say that, except Donald Trump, who says, I don't care if it dies, let it die. Move on. And now it's about to die, and people, I don't know about that Donald Trump. Illegal immigration, refugee resettlement, anti-capitalist policies, all on the chopping block. And because these items haven't been accomplished in a few months, conservatives say, he's a failure. And in this case, to some steadfast warriors, and I use my finger quotes, who have this man walking the plank, let me explain to you, that's just what the left wants. They want to test the water. They want to see when you're willing to leave Donald Trump. What policy can we create that's going to make you go, okay, that's it, I'm done. They're searching for it. And as soon as they get it, they're going to double down on it, folks. Trump likes Schumer. Sure. To say President Trump likes Schumer is to say people like hemorrhoids. People deal with hemorrhoids. But I've never met anybody who likes them. They want to pretend that they're Trump's BFF, Schumer and Pelosi. They have bipartisan support for DACA. Nonsense. Let Donald Trump do his job. He will do it in a way that will make you proud. Trust me.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.